Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again, family. I know. It has been about 2 months since I talked to y'all, and I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. It has been a very eventful 2 months at that. You know, a nigga been lining up a lot of things, trying to line up this new transition in my life, trying to line up exactly what's going to happen, trying to line up exactly what's going to go on. I know some of y'all heard the rumors, and some of y'all was there when it happened, but I got some major news, family. It's true. The final domino has fallen. I no longer load boxes. I'm no longer in a tin can every day of my life. I am no longer going about that path. And even to make that decision was such a pivotal and crucial, really, moment, to tell you the truth. Like, so I guess it's time to tell the real story about my old job. You know, everybody been waiting on the expose. Everybody expect this to be the fuck you episode, the fuck it episode. Here's what's really been going down. Here's what's really been happening. Hell, I even got this black and mild lit, family. And it's been a long time since I'd had this black and mild lit while I was talking to y'all. But to tell you the truth, no, this is not going to be the fuck you episode. This is not going to be the expose episode, because in all honesty, for my old job, I'm truly thankful. I'm truly appreciative. Reason why? It taught me so much. I was talking to a friend of mine at the job before my last day, and you know, we was going over a couple things, and I said, yo, it's really time, because, and I remember telling y'all, like, I wasn't going to be the one that was up in there for 5 years as they was clapping for me at the meeting. 5 years, Vince Brown. Nah, that wasn't going to be me. So at 4 years, I went ahead and called it quits. And I was talking to my friend. I said, yo, this is kind of like college. Like, so now it's a little interesting of a transition, because as we try to set our feet on the ground, I got a chance to understand how so many people can get lost in that world of being in that warehouse and loading those boxes every single day. Because once you get in there and you learn the job and you have that freedom to walk around and you know it's a paycheck coming in, and it's very, very easy to just get sucked in and go, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to be. This is how it's going to be. Family, that never sat right with me. Ever. That never sat right with me. So as I went in every single day, can't stand the job, you know, hating life, don't want to really be a part of nothing no more. Like, and even it was robbing the back end of it of actually having a life outside of it. The hardest thing to do at my old job was to plan activities after you got off work, because it wasn't no telling what time you was getting off work. It might be a good Wednesday and you didn't got off at 12 o'clock. Or it might be a bad Thursday and you didn't got off at 9, 10 o'clock. You done got off at some outlandish times that you can't even control. You was just up in there. You knew what time you was going in. You didn't know what time you was getting out. Taking that beating day in and day out was really instrumental for my life, because it really helped me tune into a lot of things. It really helped me get my mind right. I'm thankful for my job so much because of the way that it helped me mature. So it was that moment of getting ready to step out. It was that moment of getting ready to pull back and go, okay, it's time for a new direction in life, that really had me thinking. That really had me wondering. That really had me questioning, what in God's name are we going to do next? You know, I love my grandmother to death. My grandmother told me something. She said, step out on faith and everything will be all right. And that stayed in my mind. I heard a quote from Sad Guru on the last of a Hobson song that said, we are alive right now. and you need to focus on this fundamental source of aliveness that's in you. What I'm thinking, what you thinking, is not the important thing. We are alive right now. That is the important thing. So, let's see if we can pick a radio station with some music. Of course it's all commercials right now. It's okay. So, I heard that and I felt that, and I really knew that it was time to focus on that fundamental source of aliveness and really put my mind to work and really put myself to the test and really believe in myself. Like, that's the main thing that I pulled from this whole experience, was it's time to stop believing in myself. If no one else is going to be there for you at the end of the rainbow, that's cool, but you got to be there for yourself. You got to have the tools to be there for yourself. Even I learned that, you know, I'm all about happiness and being happy in life and everything like that, but that's not the goal in life. The goal in life isn't to be happy, to tell you the truth. The goal in life is to be able to face adversity and keep going. The goal in life is to be able to face those setbacks and keep moving. The goal in life is truly to be able to get to that next step. If you can't accept loss, and I've told y'all this about women before, but even in life, if you're not willing to accept loss and to take an L, then, you know, how can you go get that win? It's not that's what's on your mind. It's not that's what you're focusing on. It's, no, can I accept the fact that I can take an L here? And after taking that L, can I keep moving? That's the key to life. That's the point of life. To when there's a whole storm going on around you, everybody may be in panic. Everybody may feel a little uneasy. It's for you to be the one that you go, you know what? I got this. Nah, I'll handle it. It's that strength at a funeral. It's being that one that people can go to and go, hey, yo, hey, Vince, tell me this, man. Hey, tell me what you think about this, bro. Hey, tell me what's going on here, bro. And yeah, I got you. And even if you don't know, cool, I'm going to find out the answer for you. Say less. So I'm thankful for my old job, because as I matured and I truly got my mind to where it needed to be, I had a lot of learning to do. So I would love to go down the list of everybody that I'm thankful for in my job, and I'll say a couple names. I know for a fact I'm thankful for T-Mon, my old partner that I used to work with, my brother to this day. I love you, dog. I'm thankful for Vale and Darnell, my old homeboys. Thank you so much. I'm thankful to my homeboy Adrian. I'm thankful to my homeboy Ty. I'm thankful to Mo. I'm thankful to Aaron. I'm thankful to JK. I was thankful to everybody that I met in that job and got a chance to deal with on a daily basis. And it's wild, because even in being there and not wanting to be there, that ability to get so comfortable really started to rear its ugly head. And I'm like, man, I can't. It's time. So as I learned new things, and as I started to develop my talent in music, and as I started to develop my talent in trading, and as I started to really see an outlook on my future and going, okay, well, this is the way that we can go, being in a truck ain't gonna be it. It helped me get to this point. It helped me learn. So even as I dived off that cliff, can't even lie to you, family, to free fall for a minute, to know, all right, we are in free fall motion. Now, this ain't even like a new decision. Like, my last day wasn't yesterday. My last day was last week. After my last day, I took a little impromptu vacation and then came back home and got right to it. It's trying to set up those foundations for your own self. To maybe start your own business. To maybe understand that your dreams are worth something. To maybe understand that $20 a day was paying you an hour. Really, your time is worth so much more. And you just have to figure out where to put that effort into. You just have to figure out where to put that ability into. I can't lie to you, family. Whew. You know, even now I look up to the ceiling sometimes and I go, how are we going to make this work? And it's just fresh into it right now. It's fresh into it right now. But I know for a fact I believe in myself. And I know for a fact I'm going to make it happen. whether that's help or without help. And in being like that, you can get a little cold and a little distance until you balance yourself back out again. Hey, thank God and thank meditation, because I finally got back into my meditation today to get my mind back oriented. I've been taking notes ever since I got out of there just to see, all right, here's what we're going to do next, learning more and really understanding more. And then it's after you take your notes, you got to go back and learn how to apply your notes and see the things that you learn. I'm currently trying to educate myself, family, to have the discipline to continue to do that and to stick to it. Whew. It's different when no one's making you wake up every day. It's different when no one's on your back. You don't have a schedule to clock in. You clock in when you say you clock in. So even as I continue to learn all those processes and be comfortable with being uncomfortable again, it's been a long time. It's been probably since 2015, 2016, 2017, somewhere around that area where I was in. I'd honestly probably say 2016, 2015 area, where I was truly in a mode and in a place in my life where I kept telling myself, hey, bro, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Life has a grand way of throwing an elbow at my chin and knocking a tooth loose whenever you get comfortable. It's always happened. And for a long time, I would look at life and go, damn, life, why you do this to me? Why me? I don't understand it. Because that being comfortable with being uncomfortable aspect of it all was truly coming into play. It's nothing personal. That's just how life goes. Can you take that elbow and then swing back? Or did that elbow knock you out? Can you take that L and bounce back? Or was that L the end of the day for you? Or you just calling it quits? So now I'm in this battle point in my mode. I'm in this battle point in my life. I'm in this place in my life where it's like, all right, get your fist together. You got to start swinging that life. You got to start being the one to figure it out. And I got a couple plans lined up, about to make this move down south, you know what I'm saying, trying to get everything set up right and actually have a home to call my own. So, family, I'm not even going to lie to you. We still pushing. We still grinding. We still making it. We still living. We still breathing. We still going strong. You can't quit, family. You can't quit. You can't quit on yourself. Learning that more and more every day. You can't quit on yourself. I finally touched down. I was a little tired. Now I'm finally getting back into that rhythm, that mode. I woke up this morning, the first thing I did, and I went to sleep early, like late last night after making another song. Woke up early this morning, I hopped back in my notes. I started taking more notes. I started getting back to educating myself. Hell, after I do this podcast right here, I'll probably practice my rapping for a little bit. I might go in there and make another song. I might hop back in my notes, but it's to stay in that same rhythm. There are forces that gather around you when you really do the work that you're supposed to be doing that make you unstoppable. When you're doing the things that you love to do. So I'm getting into that groove, family. I'm doing the things that I love to do. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how the hell I'm gonna make it all happen, but I know I am. And I know I'm gonna keep working to make it all happen. It's the main thing. When you know you're unstoppable, when you know you are a force to be reckoned with, when you know that you are pissed off for greatness, shout out to Aaron for that line. When you are pissed off to be great, when you're not content being stagnant. I'm not content being stagnant. Listen, the easiest part about my job was having that reason to wake up every morning and having that paycheck that was going to come in. Like, that shit was easy. It's time to make it hard on yourself. It's time for you to go do the things that you want to do, that you need to do in life. I'm leaning on my youth with that, family. I can't even lie to you. The fact that I am young, the fact that, I mean, you know what? If I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring right now. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to learn the things I need to learn to get it right. Thankful is what I am. Grateful is what I am. I have no animosity towards my old job. None. I'm thankful for the fact that my old job got me to the point that I am in life right now. I'm thankful that my old job allowed me to meet the people that I met. I'm thankful for my old job for allowing me to have the conversations that I had to truly become a better man and a better human being. I have a better way of thinking. And even a lot of them are flawed. Don't get me wrong. Even a lot of the old lessons in which I may have still been thinking about or still been going off of, those aren't always right. Those are flawed. Trying to relearn your own mind. Trying to relearn and see the way in which you're going. In all honesty, I like the way I'm going, family. Like I said, it may not always be right. It may not always be accurate. But the work that I'm putting in now, the focus that I'm trying to have now, the focus that I'm having right now, shout out to my mentor Chuck. Shout out to my homeboy Chuck. We ain't trying nothing no more. We're doing. So now I'm not trying to get it right. I'm getting it right. I'm going hard. I'm focusing. I'm learning. I'm applying. I'm more confident than I ever have been in my life, in my own steps. I'm thankful. Family, we back and we in full swing. Family, this podcast right here is to let you know that they can't stop you. They can't. Even as outlandish and wild as your goals and your dreams may seem, put everything you have into them because they can't stop you. Whether you have help, whether you have support, whether you have that people around you, doesn't matter. When you put everything that you have into it. Telling you to wake up every morning and tell yourself that you believe in yourself is a very hard thing to do, but it's really not. Because then you start to understand the truth. I be damned, I do believe in myself. I be damned, I can do this. I be damned, I'm doing this. And then keep going and keep pushing. And then if you fail, you pick yourself back up, you dust yourself back off, and you keep going again. Trying to tell you, family, I'm back comfortable being uncomfortable. Feel good too. That's when you understand, like, there is no such thing as an away game. Every field is a home field advantage. No matter where you go, you bring that with you. They can't beat you. You didn't lose, time ran out. They can't beat you. They can't stop you. I got so much focus right now, family. I'm so ready right now, family. Sorry, I know I'm gonna make it happen. I just gotta keep my head down and push and grind and focus and see and believe and know that I'm gonna make it there. If no one else knows it, if no one else wants to be around for the process, that's cool. And I love y'all, family. The ones of y'all that's gonna tune in and listen to this whole thing from beginning to end, I love you, family. For the ones of y'all who gonna tune in for 30 seconds and not make it to this part, it's cool with me. I love y'all, family. Glad you wanted to see me doing something. Yeah, we back. We back and we feeling good. And even if all the wires in my head right now ain't connecting the same way, just give it a moment. Just give it a moment, because they will. Waited so long to do this podcast to talk to y'all, because one of the hardest things to do is talk to other people when you don't even want to talk to yourself. I was on this drive back from North Carolina and I had a very in-depth conversation with myself. and had a lot of realizations with my with myself. And really saw how some of the things in my future was setting up. And I liked the way it was setting up. And I wanted to continue the way it was setting up. To understand what it means to you. To understand the importance. To understand that you can go get it and that you will. I'm thankful for my graduation day. I'm thankful for my old job. I'm thankful for every truck I've loaded, every box I've touched, every time it's destroyed my hands, every time it's beat down my back, every time my legs hurt, every time my feet hurt, every time my ankles are hurting. I'm thankful for the ass whoopings that my old job gave me. Those ass whoopings taught me that I'm never trying to go back to getting those ass whoopings again. And even the mental days. It was a lot of dark days in that trailer. A lot of days where I didn't want to talk to people. A lot of days where I wasn't sure how I was going to make it through that day. A lot of days where you feel some shit in your chest that you don't really want to let out to nobody else. So you cut that light off and you low in that darkness. A lot of dark days. I'm thankful for each and every single one of them because I learned. And I scratched and I clawed my way out them trucks. Those trucks taught me that those walls that you were building of those groceries was just like life. You can't go, how the hell am I going to build all this truck when it's a bunch of shit? And you look back there and you go, fuck. How am I going to get all this shit done? You don't think that. You go in that trailer. You spin that first cart around. You put that first water on the ground and set your base. You start tightening up your corners. You start backfilling. And that's wall number one. And then you throw that water on that ground. You throw that water to build your base. You tighten up your corners. You backfill. You keep going up. That's wall number two. You don't think about how I'm going to build these walls. You go brick by brick. And every day you make sure that you laid those bricks the best that you could. And then you'll turn around and you'll look back and you'll go, well, I be down. I done finished the truck. Well, I be down. That brick wall is built. Each brick solidified. Each brick teaching you a lesson. Each brick getting you better. Each brick getting you closer. Even when it may not feel like that. So, yeah. I'm thankful for my old job. I'm thankful for my old coworkers. I'm thankful for my old bosses. Even the ways in which they helped me grow on my music. I'm thankful for each and every single one of them. I say the greatest thing about leaving my job was the love that I received when I left. But that's some shit I really wasn't expecting. And I kind of saved this for the end because this is the part that I don't really take into consideration as often, but it's kind of major. The greatest thing about it was the love that I received back from my coworkers. People who even which I wasn't even cool with at first. We got cool because we worked together. Vince, I'm gonna miss you, bro. I got daps, I got hugs, I had some in-depth conversations. And not just from one person, two people, but a lot of people. A lot of people. I made a lot of friendships that I know will last for a lifetime. And I love each and every single one of y'all back. And thank you for making my years there so memorable. But that love right there, man, it's so crazy because I never did anything special. I was just myself. I was just the person which I like to be. So it kind of helped open my eyes to, like, damn, I got a chance to see with my own eyes and feel with my own eyes again. I really do make an impact on people's lives. And I like impacting people's lives. That's something I really like doing. So that's kind of what I strive to do in my mode outside of my job, my old job. I love impacting people's lives. So for each and every single one of y'all that said bye to me, each and every single y'all that still was gonna miss me after I was leaving, like I said, hell, I wasn't doing nothing but loading trucks, cracking jokes, wanting to see people smile. That's who I am in life. That's who I am since I was a kid. I just want to see people smile. I want good vibes and ease and peace around me. So thank you. Thank you all. Family, thank you. Thank you all for tuning in to this podcast, even though you go, this nigga been going away for 2 months. But we back. And thank you for tuning in. Family, I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to be back sooner than you think. I'm thinking about doing a doubleheader right now, so you might get two in a row today. I don't know. It might be one today, one tomorrow. I don't know. We picking up momentum. We picking up steam, and that's one thing that I'm starting to learn more and more about, and that's momentum. When you really get some momentum going, you become the juggernaut. They can't stop you then. It's worse when they can't stop you when you got momentum. You keep that shit rolling. I believe in you, family. Just like I believe in myself. And I appreciate you, family. I'll holler at y'all soon. Like I said, we back. I might got some work to do. I might got a podcast to do. I don't know. Tune in and find out. But I'll be hollering at y'all. Peace.